Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we'll continue the course here of hot, humid temperatures and a few afternoon storms. The coverage was a little bit less yesterday than the day before, but still locally very heavy rain. Unlike the day before, St. Johns County was left pretty much untouched, except for the northwest corner of St. Johns County. But from central Clay County up into central Duval County, amounts ranged anywhere from 1 to 2 inches, locally even more. Arlington picking up 2 inches of rain in less than an hour. CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax, about 1.3 inches of rain. You go to the west side and there was next to nothing. So quite a wide range, and that happens yet again today. Temperatures top out in the low 90s, and we'll get those afternoon storms to pop. An isolated cell or two between 12:30 and 2 p.m. and the majority of the activity between 2 and 7 p.m. before diminishing and ending during the overnight hours. Tomorrow, right on into the weekend, much the same story. Building heat, a few afternoon storms to offer some relief, but just keep in mind the few afternoon storms that develop will produce a lot of rain in localized spots and some intense lightning, so we'll still have to keep an eye to the sky. Temperatures pretty close to 95 right on through the weekend, but feel like temperatures as high as 102 to 107. So we're in for a hot stretch here, and that looks like it continues right into the early and middle part of next week. But again, remember, it's just the middle of August, and quite honestly, it really ought to be hot yet this time of year. Now, having said that, interestingly enough, we officially at the International Airport did not hit 90 degrees yesterday. So our straight streak of 90 degree temperatures ends at 14. Now, many spots were 90 or higher than yesterday. It's just that the shower moved over the International Airport between noon and 1 p.m. and that cut off the heat there, while other areas were already up to 93, 94 degrees by 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But officially, it goes down as a 88-degree day yesterday, and so we stop at 14 days in a row at 90-plus. Now, having said that, that streak, while it's significant, is nowhere close to the longest that we've ever had in Jacksonville. The longest streak of 90-plus degree temperatures days in a row is 50 days, believe it or not, and that wasn't that long ago. 8 years ago, in 2010, we had 50 days in a row at or above 90 degrees, and we've had a number of streaks in the 30s to 40s, so that 14 days in a row, we certainly could be a lot hotter, and it looks like we're going to go into another stretch here of consecutive days at or above 90 degrees. In the tropics, Ernesto developed as a subtropical storm over the north and northeastern Atlantic as expected in the middle of nowhere. There'll be no land impacts, and in fact, it will soon dissipate by late week or into the weekend. We do have a pretty formidable tropical wave working its way west-northwest across the central Atlantic. There's some potential for a bit of development over the next couple of days, but then it's going to move into a high shear zone over or near the Caribbean and extending east and northeastward several hundred miles from the Caribbean. That shear zone should keep this wave in check. Now, the question becomes, in, say, a dozen days or so, once it gets away from that shear zone and out either into the southwest Atlantic or the Gulf of Mexico, could there be some development? And the answer is yes, if the wave still has enough oomph, if you will, to reorganize or to try to strengthen. So that's a ways off, and it's not clear at this point, but it's a wave to watch in any case. There's more, of course, as always, at Talking the Tropics with Mike, updated every single day during the hurricane season at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.